I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. 7 months, that's how long it's been since Hurricane Maria tore through the island of Puerto Rico. It's also how long some residents of the island have been without electricity. And there was another massive power cut on the island this week. An excavator got too close to a high-voltage line, tripping an auto safety response. That shut down one power plant, and then others followed. Most of the residents impacted by that accident now have power again, but this is just the latest power-related hiccup on the island since the hurricane. The fact is that tens of thousands of people still don't have full service and aren't expected to get it until mid-May. Admaris Carazo works in marketing and writes a blog called Siempre Jueves about what life has been like for her in the capital, San Juan. Admaris, how did this latest power outage impact you?
Well, we were at least here. I was in my office and everything went out. So now we are all very accustomed to be saving everything because it's usual that the power can get out when you're like in the middle of something important. Then obviously lunchtime was craziness because we have no lights. So the traffic gets amazingly crazy in very little time.
And how long was the power out?
For some people, it was like 8 hours. For some people, it was a whole night. This morning, I had a lot of traffic to come here. So some of the traffic lights are still not working.
Now, in a recent blog post, you talk about getting a tattoo. Can you describe what that tattoo would look like?
Yeah, I was saying I was going to tattoo myself with a hurricane on my left shoulder since we always feel like the hurricane is still like haunting us and we're only 41 days away from the hurricane season again. It's just like a way of trying to, you know, heal the fear that we have, that we continuously have this, you know, post-traumatic stress. Like whenever the generator is going or even when it rains too much, we get really nervous. Like most of us are very scared of starting this hurricane season again.
You know, in your blog, you refer to the beginning of the next hurricane season. You call it the season that can't be named. How are you preparing?
At least at my home, we're already buying a lot of canned food and storing water. My husband thinks I'm being a little bit hysterical about it, but I can see like yesterday when we didn't have power, you already could see the difference on the lines of the gas station. So I think most of us were on the same page. Like it triggers us. So whenever we feel like we're going to be without electricity or without water again, we start like getting all freaked out. It's all the country, like the past, I don't know, 20 years, we were so used of not being hit by hurricanes that we used to be a little bit like precarious, like, no, it's not going to hit us. Like, we're blessed. We're the blessed island. But I think this last year, we had a lesson. So I don't think that's going to happen anymore. I think the supermarkets are going to be cleared out as soon as something appears on the map.
So the hurricane sounds like it's really changed you. In your blog, you describe Hurricane Maria and its impact as a kind of adult slap. What do you mean by that?
I mean, like, I was the kind of person that always had, like, my tank of my car without gas because I can always, you know, just go to the gas station or not having any cash on me, among a lot of other things. Like, I've never realized, like, my parents live more like 25 minutes without traffic from home. But that can become an hour if there are no traffic lights. Like, we don't have a plan of how to get in touch if we don't have telephone lines working or if we don't have electricity or we don't have internet. So those 2 or 3 days, in my case, that I couldn't reach them taught me a lesson. Like, it's not things are not guaranteed.
Do you feel like you're living your life differently? I mean, not just the impact of the hurricane, but how you think about life and what you take for granted?
Definitely. Definitely. I don't think I've ever meditated before about how a warm bath is so important or being able to refrigerate your food. Like I haven't made any big like a supermarket purchase since the hurricane because I'm never sure that I'm going to have electricity. I do not rely on it the way I used to. So I cook in less portions. I try to buy, I don't know, the proteins or things that need to be refrigerated the same day that I think I'm going to cook them because you never know. If you don't have electricity, everything's going to be damaged.
I'm curious, were you writing your blog before the hurricane?
Yes, I have that blog like for 7 or 8 years. But in the past years, I've write less and less. Some people say like it's harder to write when you're happier. and everything has been very peaceful and happy before the hurricane. And the hurricane brought a lot of different perspectives and angles of things that I haven't been paying too much attention when everything was working the way it used to.
So, Admaris, are you going to get that tattoo of a hurricane?
I am really thinking about it. Usually I try to sleep on it 21 days. I've been thinking about it like for 2 weeks now. So probably I will try to do it before the next hurricane comes. Let's hope it doesn't.
Admaris Carazo works in marketing and writes a blog called Siempre Jueves. She's been speaking to us from San Juan. Thanks, Admaris.
Thank you for the time.